At Matunic these warm nights, they are going all out in this version of Chicago, an American musical, if ever there was one. A cast of more than 20 is well-drilled and ever eager to put across the story of a couple of women dancers caught in the midst of a 1920s combination of, are you ready, murder, greed, corruption, exploitation, adultery, and treachery. That's the long-used description of the work, which is still on Broadway. At Matunic, the cast flings itself across the stage time after time, executing noteworthy high kicks and in-your-face intentions. The songs, from All That Jazz to Mr. Cellophane to the ever-rousing Razzle Dazzle, are put forth with vibrant intentions that have you both smiling and thinking how good this can be. The main female characters, Velma Kelly and Roxy Hart, two young women struggling with both virtue and lack of the same, are played with great effort and drive. Michelle Alves is a rocket of a dancer, flinging herself everywhere with all the power and drive you could possibly expect. As the ever put upon and also ever conniving Roxy Hart, Jessica Wolkenfuss is someone who makes you laugh and dislike all at once. The male top gun is Matthew J. Taylor, who makes Billy Flynn a big-time lawyer who really just acts for himself. He is terrific, giving voice to being a both cheating devil and a caring guy. Others, especially Tara Connor Jones as the jail matron who cares for Velma and Roxy when she's not nailing every buck she can from them, is sweet and hilarious despite her steal-it-all way of looking at things. And the chorus is just fine, making the most of their minimal costumes, and they dance in the real Broadway way. So, what's the problem? Well, it's hard to spell out. One thing, I think, is that Chicago, a full-time Broadway standard, is a just plain big thing of stage power. It needs, must have actually, room to romp and roll and drive. And for all its goodness and long-time existence, seeing it go from a barn to a beloved performing space, Theater by the Sea, is just too small for the great roughhouse drive in a play concerning a big town in a tough time. Director Bob Richard and choreographer Diane Lawrenson have gone all out to place the huge and powerful production on the small stage. Chicago, after all, is a big town, a place where you need room and action. It can't be cramped. And yet, this production at Theater by the Sea does its best, giving a cared view of a great musical. So, even with its smallness, this Chicago remains something worth seeing.